The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 14. Picture, if you will, a scene of absolute chaos in the small jungle clearing that night. Shadowy shapes writhing and wrestling in the near darkness. The tiny glade only dimly lit by a fairly anemic moon struggling above, and Hobie's very anemic lantern shimmering below. Alvy was, rather gallantly I must say, attempting to wrangle the fleeing camels, but he was not managing it. He was, after all, noticeably outnumbered, and at that moment the camels very much had the upper hand, if indeed one can use that turn of phrase whilst speaking of a camel. Roger, his still smoking, recently emptied revolver hanging in his hand, was standing, gaping, open-mouthed at the sight of Sammy and I, hopelessly entwined in my blankets, and rolling about, knocking over all the gear, damaging some of it, including, tragically, the samovar, quite badly, as it turned out. Into this foolish melee was suddenly added another individual, a very hirsute individual, and one with a purpose all his own. And a fairly disturbing purpose it turned out to be. This strange soul charged out of the black surrounding jungle and plowed directly into Roger, knocking him flat. Now Roger had, only moments before, been firing his revolver rather wildly into the bush, and, in point of fact, had loosed one or two of its lead projectiles into the vicinity of the then crouching beast, who was now on top of him. And so, it would seem, it was natural that the affrighted creature should try and retaliate, or at least make some attempt to defend himself. Sadly, this was not his aim at all. The giant swamp chimpanzee was actually... I shudder to relate this even now, happily ensconced as I am, writing in the great comfort of my favorite easy chair at the Amphiarthrosis Club, a steaming cup of comforting postum sitting waiting at my elbow. But, well, the truth is, he was dry-humping Roger. Let me assure you, as I had just freed my head from the confused morass of my blankets and shaken off my trusty fur hat, and so I had a pretty clear view of the proceedings, it was not a pretty sight.